Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To everyone joining us for the first time, welcome. Come on in. To everybody who's been here before, we're glad you're back. This is what we believe is Odyssey's favorite podcast. And if we believe it, you can't tell us otherwise. This is Name That News. And I am your co-host, Mark Menard. I'm here with my other co-host, Zach Clark. And we try to have a little fun here just for 15, 20 minutes out of your day. Give you a little bit of relaxation, a little bit of levity in your daily routine. And here's how it works. We play you some clips from the week of news that we have meticulously culled through to find the things that we thought were interesting, but we've taken out maybe one key piece that you have to try to figure out. We'll give you some choices, and you have to decide what they're talking about. And if you win, the fabulous prize of knowing you won. And if you lose, hey, not a big deal. We lose all the time, and we're still here. So with that, let me introduce my co-host, Zach Clark. Zach, how are you this week?
I'm good, man. I didn't ever think about this as a game you could win. I mean, so often we're failing anyway, and I know nobody ever keeps score, right? Like, I've often thought about this. Like, should we have been keeping a running scoreboard? But I don't need that kind of humility, or humiliation, I should say.
No, we don't need any other negativity in our lives, because after all, we have just listened to an entire week's worth of news. That's plenty of negativity right there. We don't need the extra failure of knowing we got something wrong. We just put that right out of our minds, like a quarterback moving on after the interception.
Amen, brother.
So I'm going to go first this week. And the first one that I have for you comes from your backyard, Detroit, Michigan, and WWJ, because I like to try to ease everybody into this and make it a little easier on you sometimes. So let's take a listen to this debacle in Detroit.
An investigation underway into what caused a single-engine plane to crash in a Detroit last night. Detroit Police Chief James White says there were two people on board, both suffered minor injuries.
So, where did the plane crash? Was it A, in an elementary school playground? Was it B, in someone's backyard? Or was it C, at the airport, but on top of another plane?
Well, you know, Mark, you said this was coming from my backyard. I can tell you one thing, it was not in my backyard. Can confirm 100%. Even though I am clueless, I would have noticed such a thing. But look, Mark, there are airports all throughout Michigan, not just Detroit Metro, but some of these little ones. And so having a plane crash into a playground, a field, somebody's backyard, I'm not going to say it's common, but they've all happened before. Here's one thing I've never seen, though. One on top of another, and I actually don't know the answer to this one, I'll be perfectly honest. So I'm going to say C, because I've never seen it, and I want to. Not that I want to, but I'm curious. C, in an airport on top of another plane.
Well, unfortunately, your wait for such a thing is going to continue. It is not C, it is B, in someone's backyard. In fact, the plane clipped a tree, knocked some branches onto the garage, and then landed wedged in between the gate and the garage in this person's backyard. Luckily, no one was seriously hurt. There were a couple of minor injuries for people who were on the plane, but no one on the ground injured. And I'm going to be honest, I can't wait to see the Farmers Insurance commercial with the little mock-up of the plane wedged between someone's garage and the gate.
And the best part is, the guy that does those commercials, J.K. Simmons, a Detroiter, so it comes full circle.
Comes full circle. He's going to find this one and be like, we have to do this one, guys. I don't care if they had Farmers Insurance or not. We'll go back retroactively insure them.
All right, Mark, we're going to move just a little east of where both you and I sit right now. We're going to the Big K Morning Show, KDKA in Pittsburgh. Take a listen.
Hey, do you see, guys? Al Pacino's going to be 83 years old.
All right, Mark, for the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of talk about both Al Pacino and Robert De Niro. But for this story, what is Al Pacino doing? Is he A, reprising his role in Raging Bull that was 43 years ago? Is he B, becoming a father again? Or C, is he starting a podcast because, well, you and I prove everybody has one?
He probably already has a podcast, I'm assuming. I don't think that's the answer because, that, like you said, everybody's got a podcast. Why wouldn't Al Pacino have a podcast? That brings us to the other two, and I don't know if this is a trick question or not, but Robert De Niro starred in Raging Bull. Not Al Pacino. I think you're trying to fool me. You're trying to fool me.
Oh, see, I had him mixed up. I got him mixed up in the beginning, and so I've already made a mistake here. Can we change A to Scarface? Is it too late for that?
So look, I think, I'm not a smart guy, but I think the answer is B, he's going to be a dad.
Yeah, so I'm not a smart guy either, and you are right, it is B. But for what it's worth, both of them are going to be a dad again. They are over 162 years old combined. Al Pacino is expecting his fourth child with his girlfriend. She's 29.
Obviously, septuagenarians, octogenarians, still virile after all these years.
Yes, he would be 101 years old when that child graduates from high school.
And look, we all hope that he lives to see it. Al Pacino is a national treasure. So let's see. Now we're back to me. We're going to go to the Big Apple, the big time, baby. WCBS in New York City. Something going on that's causing a bit of commotion. Let's have a listen.
Everywhere you look here on Lido Boulevard and Regent Drive, you can see large construction vehicles, workers in hard hats, and police officers. And in the middle of it all...
So what's all this hubbub about? Is it A, a giant sinkhole? Is it B, a collapsed building? Or is it C, a collapsed building that fell into a giant sinkhole?
I love this one because it's like, this is like choose the best answer, because if the answer is C, that means A or B would be partially correct because they both came together to have it happen, right? So I really like this. I like this. And we love to complain about the roads. We love to complain about structures. We love to complain about infrastructure. Mark, I'm going for it all. We're going big. I'm going collapsed building in the sinkhole.
Look, once again, you're going big. The plane on top of a plane, the building into the sinkhole. Once again, your hopes are dashed. I'm sorry. It is only a giant sinkhole, which opened up because of a sewer collapse underneath the street. And they're actually not even sure how to go about fixing it because it's so bad.
So I think they should just leave it there. And then what they could do is build housing inside of it. And they could probably get 10 grand a month a pop. It's great. New York City, baby. Mark, we're going to go back to Pittsburgh. I don't know what's going on with the Big K Morning Show, but shout out to them for interesting topics in the past week. This is where our next clip comes from. KDKA in Pittsburgh. Take a listen.
Before we get into a few questions, this story about the Pirates player's wife and daughter who were attacked by a...
Alrighty, Mark, what attacked this woman and her daughter? Is it A, a rabid raccoon? Is it B, a rabid Cincinnati Reds fan? Or C, a brain-eating parasite?
All right, you are playing upon one of my big irrational fears with this whole brain-eating parasite thing. Because we often hear about people who go swimming or even just in the bathtub and the brain-eating amoeba ends up through their nose and getting into their brain, and within like an hour they're dead and no one saw it coming. That's a big fear of mine. I don't know if that's common up there in Detroit, but down here in New Orleans and in the South, we usually hear about one or two of these every summer. This is the reason why when I'm in the shower, I hold my nose every time I put my face under the water. I am completely, paralyzingly afraid of this. So you're playing upon my worst fears with C. And I'm going to try to forget that you even said that. I'm throwing C right out the window. That brings us to a Rabbit Raccoon or Rabbit Cincinnati Reds fan. Look, the Reds, they're still trying to get over Pete Rose. I think that they have other problems. I'm going to go with the Raccoon.
Yeah, Mark, you are correct. It was Travis Swaggerty's wife, Peyton, and their one-year-old daughter, Sutton, that she was holding the daughter and was attacked by a rabid raccoon, and now they're off to the Mayo Clinic. It's very scary.
Wow. I think we all know the trash pandas need to keep their hands to themselves. Nobody wants them in their trash. Nobody wants them in their yard. There needs to be like a refuge somewhere where the raccoons can live peacefully and away from us.
People are always like, oh, look at how cute the trash panda is. Look at this. Look at that. It's wearing a little mask. Blah, blah, blah. It's eating your face off. Okay.
But it's so cute while it's eating your face off.
Yeah, let's ask this family how cute they think they are.
From raccoons and rabies, we move over to the segment of the show that we call the cliffhanger question of the week. We play you the same type of clip we played you the rest of the show. We give you the same type of choices, but we don't answer it right now. We give you a week to mull it over, like a brain parasite that works very slowly in your cerebellum. So first, let's start with last week's cliffhanger question, because look, we're not going to leave you hanging longer than a week. We're going to get you the answer to last week's right now. But first, we got to remind you what the question was. Here was last week's cliffhanger question of the week, coming to us from the Mark Cox Show at KFTK in St. Louis. Have a listen.
Yeah. 64-year-old Clifton Williams was arrested in Louisville over the weekend as he admitted to shooting his roommate following an argument over.
So, to remind you, the question was, what did this man's roommate do to elicit such an aggressive response? Was it A, he canceled HBO Max before the series finale of Barry, which happened last week? It was phenomenal. Was it B, he wouldn't stop trailing his farts in front of him? Or was it C, he ate the last Hot Pocket?
So for the last week, Mark, the way I've framed this in my head is, what would make me shoot somebody? Now, that's not a question I ask myself very frequently, but it's the situation in which we find ourselves. Look, I'm a fat kid, not at heart, in reality. Well, in heart too, probably not a good thing. So that would make me mad, the Hot Pocket, but The television thing with the world in which we live, the streaming, the on-demand, like, you know, you could probably figure this out. But the farting, that is where I draw the line. I'm saying it's B.
So you're saying if we were roommates and I just consistently crop dusted you every time I was in the room, then that would be license for you to grab the nine and pop a cap.
I don't know about license, but it would make me want to do it.
Apparently these roommates kept their bowels under control. It was C, he ate the last Hot Pocket, and that was enough to set this elderly gentleman off to the point where he had to pull out the jammy and blast.
Unbelievable. I gotta say, look, there are certain foods, right? If we're talking about like my favorite street taco or something my mom made, like I might shoot you over that. But a Hot Pocket? It's gonna be cold in the middle. I'm still gonna burn my mouth and I'll be hungry when it's done.
Yeah, could you imagine? Now you're sitting in jail, and you're already old, so it's a good possibility that this is the last place you're ever going to live. You got there over a Hot Pocket. I'm not saying he's got anger management issues, but maybe this is something he should have looked into before he went and bought the gun. I don't know.
Choices have been made, Mark. Choices have been made. All right, so this week's cliffhanger comes to us from WBEN in the great city of Buffalo. Take a listen.
Are being recommended for all new vehicles by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Alrighty, Mark. What is the NHTSA recommending to be installed in all new vehicles? Is it A, a podcasting studio because you love podcasting so much? Is it B, a microphone to make it easier to yell at other drivers? Or is it C, anti-lock brakes? And please, if you don't get why I said A, find the MTV archives and watch every episode of Pit My Ride. Immediately.
First of all, shout out to Pimp My Ride, because that was an amazing television experience. Moving on to the answers here, the podcasting studio inside the automobile would definitely be Pimp My Ride worthy. The microphone to yell at other drivers, I think we all want that in the moment. I think when cooler heads prevail, we would look back on that and say, maybe I shouldn't have said a few of those things I said so loudly. But hey, some people want to let you know. And then C, the anti-lock brakes. That's the sensible option here. But so often, the sensible option is not where these things go. That's three very good choices, and we're going to have a week to think about them.
Mark, the sensible option. We're talking about the government. There is no sensible option. That's why all these make sense.
You've got a week to think about that one, and we promise we'll be back here next week to give you the answer and put your mind at ease. And with that, that brings an end to this little affair for another week. Special thanks to Brian Fisher, who helps put this show together. And special thanks to you, as always, for joining us. If you like what you heard, then please pound that subscribe button, bookmark us on your browser, set a reminder on your calendar, because we're here every single week with another fresh, pimped out episode of Name That News.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.